just could not relate. Brought on by a simple twist of fate. He hears the ticking of the clocks and walks along with the parrot that talks. Hunted down by the waterfront docks where the sailors all come in. Maybe she'll pick him out again. How long must he wait? One more time for a simple twist of fate. Now people tell me it's a sin to know and feel too much within. I still believe she was my twin, but I lost the ring. She was born in spring, but I was born too late. Blame it on a simple twist of fate.
If there's anything that you want, if there's anything I can do, just call on me and I'll send it along with love from me to you. I've got everything that you want, like a heart that is oh so true. Just call on me and I'll send it along with love from me to you. I got arms that long to hold you and keep you by my side. I got lips that long to kiss you and keep you satisfied.
Saturday Light Brigade. And Sarah Jarrow's before Ain. Thanks for your support on Giving Tuesday. Our 2021 donor drive is off to a great start across all platforms. 125 people have contributed $18,080 toward our year-end goal of $50,000. Donations have ranged from $5 to $1,000 in no particular order. Thank you to Laura, to Kevin, to Bill and Carol. Thank you to Donna, Ruth and Greenfield. Also, thanks to Robert. Millie, thank you for your contribution. Thanks also to Bruce. Thanks to Ben for your support. Rosa and also Kurt and Annie, and Ken and Colleen. among others. If you would like to make a contribution, you can do so right now by calling us at 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Some people contribute $5 or $10, some $100 or more. The amount's up to you. We just are grateful that you will voice your support for this kind of radio. You can also do so simply by going to slbradio.org/donate, where you can securely use PayPal, Amazon, or any credit card. Look for us on Facebook, too. Thank you for your support. It's been over 40 years that individual listeners have made the Saturday Light Brigade possible. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, thanks to you, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WNJR Washington, WCUC Clarion, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, WMCK.FM McKeesport, and slbradio.org/radio. Yonder Mountain String Band just into our library yesterday, and a tune called Into the Fire here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Thank you to Russ and Sharon for your support. Russ mentions that he lives in what's called a bedroom suburb of Winston-Salem. And hello to Pappy Dog in New Concord, Ohio. He mentioned that he had a scholarship offer to play for Oberlin College. We were talking about Oberlin in our last hour. Thank you for the greetings and for being here with us. Saturday morning, as always.
The Children's Museum of Pittsburgh and Museum Lab are proud to support the Saturday Light Brigade. Time tickets are available at pittsburghkids.org. The museum is open Thursday to Sunday from 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. Museum Lab is open on Saturday and Sunday from noon until 5. The Children's Museum of Pittsburgh and Museum Lab are filled with opportunities to experience kindness, joy, creativity, and curiosity. Capacity is limited, social distancing and masks are required. More information about health, wellness, and tickets is available at pittsburghkids.org.
Now it's time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. It's time for our Afterthoughts puzzle. And thanks to Jim and Cecilia, not only for your support of SLB, but they just brought a basket of some goodies here. Ooh, Ricky, remember this deliciousness? We better put this aside. We'll deal with the Afterthoughts puzzle. We'll talk more about this in a few moments or so. Might have to put a long song on so we can eat. Let's see if you can solve this morning's Afterthoughts puzzle. What one word naturally follows? Smoke. Car. And false. Smoke, car, and false. One word naturally follows those three. And if you know what it is, we hope you'll call. Take a guess. 412-200-5975. 412-200-5975. Good luck. Here are the Dead South.
Thank you. change.
The story of my family history. Now I'll never get back what they once thought of me. Up to now it's all been made up make-believe that I've told so many times I started to believe it too. Don't water my whiskey down. A hoax, it rode here on a boat like a huddled up mass that screwed up the winning pass in a championship game where no one knows your name. But aren't we all to blame as we all call the play? I don't water my whiskey down. A river and I was a duck, I'd sink down to the bottom, I would never come back up. Swim with the fishes, way too wasted to speak. Tell them all my secrets, let my soul spring a leak.
In our studios from 2018, September 29th to be exact. We've had a number of answers to our puzzle. Turkey City Arn just thought that cover might work, and it does, kind of. Car cover, false cover, and smoke cover. Car, false, and smoke. Jay in Washington, I think it was Jay, had a guess of hood. Smoke hood, car hood, and a false hood. He then called back with the answer we had in mind. And then Mrs. Pudge is here, and she's got the answer we were looking for, too. Good morning, Mrs. Pudge.
Good morning.
How are you
today?
Alarm, indeed, is exactly what we were looking for. And a charge comes through the radio and through the phone to you. Car alarm, false alarm, and smoke alarm. What did we do before car alarms? Did you ever wonder about the ratio of false car alarms to regular, you know, car alarms seem to go off constantly.
Yeah, in the parking lot.
And they just go and go and go, and you wonder how many are really announcing a problem or simply got scared because of the wind or somebody pushing up against them. How was your Thanksgiving holiday? Was it good?
Good.
Excellent. We talked last weekend. I am thinking about it now. We had a chance to chat about that. It's been a busy week here. Too many things going on.
Yeah, second week of hunting season for us.
And is Mr. Pudge still away at camp?
Yeah, well, him and our youngest son out hunting right now.
It is cold. It's got to be chilly.
Yeah.
Where you are.
It's warm.
it's been chilly here. Our cats are kind of, they're starting to do a little indoor hunting. They haven't caught anything yet. They're mostly amused when they see things. They'll see a little bug every now and then. How they can find things like that is beyond me. But
they're pretty good at that.
They're very good at doing that sort of stuff. But it gives them something to do. You know, it's a little a brotherly project.
Keep them active.
Well done. I'm glad you called us and give our best to Pudge. Take care. We had some other correct answers coming in, too. Tommy got the right answer. And Turkey City Arn and his son are listening in the hunting shanty today. Nice to have the two of you listening. So we were looking for alarm. False alarm, car alarm, and smoke alarm. Mike and Mars got the correct answer. And Arn, I think your answer of cover was a good one. Tommy, I mentioned, had the correct answer too. Russ in North Carolina, rooting for Pitt today, had the correct answer. And hello to James and Sarah in Shippenville, Pennsylvania. They also knew we were looking for alarm, as did Tom and McCandless and Tommy in Virginia and Linda in Collier. And Bill also had the correct answer, playing along on Facebook. And a few other Facebook players with the correct answer, David. And Pekelec Waddle. And Norm. Congratulations on the new job, Norm. And congratulations to you if you came up with the correct answer. We'll have another chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge coming up. I'm just checking to make sure I'm all caught up with correct answers. Ricky's nodding her head. I'm refreshing screens and squinting my eyes, and I can tell that we are all set. It's now my pleasure to welcome Mikhail Awana. Mikhail, did I pronounce your name correctly?
Mikhail Awana, yes.
Yes. Well, thank you for being with us today. Tell me a little bit about yourself and your work, and then we'll talk about the exhibit, but I'm curious to learn more about you.
Yeah, well, first of all, thank you so much for having me. My name is Mikel Owunna. I'm a Nigerian-American multimedia artist and engineer, born and raised in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And I am part of the Hazelwood Local Illuminav public art installations that went live last night and will be live until January 31st, right on 2nd Avenue.
Wonderful. Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Highland Park.
And Pittsburgh Public Schools, or...?
So, no, I went through the Pittsburgh private school system. So I went to St. Edmund's for elementary school, and then I went to Shadyside for middle school.
Both great schools, and it's always interesting, and we have families listening. They sometimes are curious where folks went to school. When did you mentioned an engineer as well as an artist. Mm-hmm. Tell me a bit about sort of discovering those passions growing up.
Yeah, so I double majored in biomedical engineering and history while at Duke University. And I started exploring photography simultaneously there as a creative outlet, just as I was kind of dealing with, questions about my own identity, particularly as a, thinking about the interface between my LGBT identity and my Nigerian and African identity. And so art and photography became a really exciting space for me to explore myself and to find new ways and to express myself throughout college. And so I continued exploring photography during while studying engineering. And then after college, I did a Fulbright scholarship in Taiwan, where I taught photography to first and second grade Aboriginal youth in Taiwan. And then I returned from Taiwan and I worked on a documentary series for 6 years. And then currently working on my own fine art series, which is part of the Hazelwood activation.
Wow, what an incredible rich history of experiences you've had, especially looking at the intersectionality of the identities you can choose to assign to yourself and to explore. And a lot of folks don't realize how different identities sort of overlap and commingle in ways that make us who we are rather than just one particular characteristic. And it sounds like it's just created rich opportunities for you to explore and learn more about yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. And the art was a key part of that exploration, I would say. You know, I think there are many times in my life where I maybe felt like I didn't have a voice or I felt really voiceless, even in sometimes in spaces with my own family. And so I was able to use art as a way to creatively, look for answers and to find spaces where I could belong. So the art was a really key part of my own exploration of my own identities that now has led to a whole new career that I didn't even expect when I was going to college.
Yeah, and I'm looking at your pieces now, and it's simply Mikael Owunna.com is the website you can go to, and we have a link to it from slbradio.org. These works are stunning, and I guess I'm curious. They look like they're photographs, but they also look like they're works just created. Well, tell me a little bit about your technique here. They're just incredible forms of images of the human body are what I'm looking at. Can you tell me a bit about those?
Yeah, no, thank you so much. Yeah, so each of the images are photographs. And so I begin with each of the images by hand painting the model's bodies in person with fluorescent paints. And then using my engineering background, I built my own flash that only transmits ultraviolet light. In total darkness, I click down on the shutter, and for a fraction of a second, in total darkness, the model's body illuminates in these cosmic patterns that transfigure the body into the embodiment of the cosmos. And so you see these celestial portraits of the human body that connect us to our celestial origins in the stars.
Wow. Yeah, that's I wish I could describe these. Going to the website, I'd highly recommend it. there's a luminescence or phosphorescence to these figures, and it does bring along kind of a sense that they're floating in space or floating above us almost as a spirit. These are just remarkable to look at. I can't imagine the thought behind them. I'm looking at the one of that sort of shows muscle patterns within the body, and it's incredible. You have to have a lot of a real sense of process as you're doing this to know what will emerge after you after you apply the photoreactive or photosensitive paint, right?
Yeah, so as I'm painting the model's bodies, I have a black light flashlight that I use to kind of to glimpse at the patterns that I'm going through. I'm also creating spiral motifs across the body, which mimic the spiral motifs that were used in a West African artistic tradition known as Uli, where the spiral motifs would replicate the same spirals of the stars and in astrological patterns, astronomical patterns. And so I use the black light flashlight to preview as I'm going, and then I create the patterns across the body to then create the patterns that you then see that are then evoked in the total darkness when I click down on the shutter and you have the ultraviolet flash that activates it. So it's really this beautiful process where, as I'm sitting in the studio in total darkness, I see this glowing being emerge from the blackness and then get captured on the sensor and then disappear again. And so each instant, I get this glimpse of literally the spiritual celestial figure that then just kind of disappears back into the blackness again. And so I was really excited about thinking about ways that can connect us also to a expanded vision of blackness. Blackness as this divine cosmic source that creates the entire universe, the source from which all life emerges. And so even within the creative process, you see this emergence from the blackness and the disappearance back into the blackness again, which mirrors the same creation that created the universe.
Yeah, this is just stunning work. I've never seen anything quite like it. I really encourage you to take a look at the website. And you can also go to Hazelwood, where the work is installed as part of Illumin Ave, or Illumin Ave along 2nd Avenue in collaboration with Hazelwood Local. Are the works within store windows, or how can people actually see them?
Yeah, so for the Illumin Ave activations, they're all in storefronts on 2nd Avenue. And the specific activation that includes my work is at 5039 2nd Avenue in the storefront of the Elizabeth Pharmacy. And so I have four pieces on display there, which are encased in this large space of blackness, and they just glow within the space in the heart of each of the windows. So you can see them up until January 31st. And on Friday, December 10th, we have an unveiling event and discussions around the work at 6 p.m. at the Woods House, which is on 4604 Monongahela Street.
Which is a wonderful place. I was there not too long ago. It's the oldest structure in the neighborhood and probably one of the oldest in the state as well. And it's just a beautiful space to sit and talk about things, a great little neighborhood saloon and restaurants, and that'll be a great way for people to meet you and learn more about your work. I can't thank you enough for being with us today. Is there anything else you'd like to mention?
No, I guess I just wanted to say thank you again so much for having me. Excited for everybody to have a chance to see my work and the work of my fellow artists, Ian Brill and Alicia Wormsley, who are also on display on 2nd Avenue through January 31st. So thanks so much, everybody.
Thanks so much. And take a look for Mikhail's work at Illumin Ave as part of the Hazelwood Local program at Elizabeth's Pharmacy in the window along 2nd Avenue. Mikhail Owana, just stunning art. Speaking of stunning, thank you to Joanne for your support during our year-end donor drive. We're grateful for your contribution to SLV, and it happened really easily. Ricky, I noticed she picked up the telephone, and thank you for your generous contribution, Joanne, who is in Oakland. We appreciate your support and your years of being here with us Saturday mornings. Our donor drive happens once a year. If you would like to make a contribution, we hope you'll consider doing so. Our efforts, without getting too deeply into the reason, you don't hear a lot of radio programs that have puzzles and games and mixtures of different kinds of music that you will not typically hear elsewhere. And the reason for it is because individual listeners make it possible. If we wanted to have commercials, we'd have to attract a huge audience, and then we'd be able to charge car companies money to advertise their automobiles, or other companies a lot of money to advertise appliances or other things. Basically, you would become the product, and we'd be selling your ears to those companies who would give us money to get messages to you. Here, the program is the product. The music, the conversation, the interviews, the puzzles, and we hope you like it, and we hope if you are in a position to, that you'll consider supporting it. It's just that simple. And did we leave anybody out? Well, yes, we left out those who want to persuade you to buy things and to basically get messages in front of you that they've paid for. We've eliminated that that entity so that instead the programming can be the product and you can support it if you wish. Thank you if you have already. If not, perfect time to do so by telephone at 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Or all on your own, you can just go to slbradio.org/donate. Thank you. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings on a great network of radio stations and internet radio stations and streaming services, including slbradio.org/radio. Blair Lynch on the Saturday Light Brigade. I just had a nice call with Randy. He said hello this morning. He is in Harmony. And I mentioned something to Randy that I don't mention as often as I probably should. If you can make long-distance calls without paying for them, if you have a cell plan, for example, with unlimited long distance, you can actually listen to SLB by telephone, by calling the number I'll give you in a moment. You call the number, and there we are. It's a great way to listen if you are not within the range of our FM signals, and if you are looking for a way to listen without internet service. Again, this is not a free call unless you have unlimited long distance. The number is area code 515-605-9542. 515-605-9542. Our Brigade Charade puzzle is coming up in a moment. Clem Rollin is music director and principal conductor of the West Hills Symphonic Band. And their concert is taking place December 5th at Montour High School. That's tomorrow, and the show takes place. The West Hills Symphonic Band concert taking place at Montour High School. And Tommy mentioned that to us, and the concert is at 3 o'clock tomorrow, and it's free for all, and you are quite welcome to attend. Now let's give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge with today's Brigade Charade puzzle. We are looking for a two syllable word this morning, two syllables. And the clue is what some people hunt for this time of year. What some people hunt for this time of year. Syllable one, one place to store things. Syllable two, totals. Syllable one, one place to store things. Syllable two, totals. 412-200-5975. 412-200-5975. Good luck with our Brigade Charade. Now a song for Hanukkah. It's the seventh night tonight, I believe. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Yep.
They called him Maccabee, the hammer that crushed our enemy. And though we were outnumbered, the temple had been plundered. We vanquished their offenses and smashed their defenses with Judah, the man. Subjects to obey. Rebels soon are killed or run away. It's written in the Bible, but you won't worship idols. But when the choice is dying, we'd rather die by fighting like Judah, the man. Thank you.
to believe. Make the grave decision. Is it challenge or submission? Live the hero story. Be free or die in glory. Like Judah the down on
Harvey Reed and Joyce Anderson. Well, well, well. From the album The Great Sad River, and you heard Carl Kimmel and Judah Maccabee. We do not have a correct answer yet to our Brigade Charade puzzle, which is unusual. Let me give you the clue again, which is what some people hunt for this time of year. What some people hunt for this time of year. Syllable one. One place to store things. One place to store things. And it's a particular kind of thing you would store. Think virtually with this storage place. And syllable two, totals. And think of that as a verb, totals. You should be able to come up with a word for each of those syllables and then put them together and get what some people hunt for this time of year. We had a guess of bargains or bargain from John and Carrick. Mike and Marv's had a great answer, but it's not the one we're looking for. Store ads. You could store things in a store, and totals is kind of like ads. Presents is a guess that Tom and McCandless had, as well as bargains. None of those is correct. 412-200-5975. If you think about virtual storage, that might help. And for that second syllable, it could be totals or sums, inventories, all as verbs, might be a good clue. Please keep working on it. See if you can come up with the correct answer. 412-200-5975. 412-200-5975. While you work on that, I'm going to say hello to my old friend, Janice Burley Wilson, and she's going to tell us about We Want the Funk Festival taking place. How are you, Janice?
I'm well. How are you?
Good. Congratulations on the spirit and mood that's permeating out of the August Wilson African American Cultural Center under your leadership. It's finally finding its stride into the fabric of city life, and I really thank you for that. It's
Thank you. I appreciate it. We appreciate everybody in the community coming out and supporting the various programs and attending gallery exhibits. We can't do it alone, so it's we appreciate everybody coming and supporting.
Yeah, and I say finally, because it's hard. It's still a relatively new cultural institution when you compare it with the likes of the Pittsburgh Symphony or Carnegie Museum of Art. You know, the Wilson Center is still, relatively speaking, new, and there's been just great programming. And then coming up December 10th and 11th, the We Want the Funk Festival, and tell us a bit about what folks can enjoy as part of these two nights.
Sure. We Want the Funk Festival is a weekend of music, R&B, with classic groups from the 70s. Well, I won't say them; they're from the 70s because these groups were making music probably starting in the 70s up till today. But on Friday, there will be two groups performing. The first is Sky, which actually the lead singers of Sky were sisters, and they're still touring and performing. So that group is called the Ladies of Sky. And then we have the group Cameo, which is classic, old school, fun R&B group with the front man, Larry Blackman, who is just such a personality and still is. And so that's on Friday night. And on Saturday night, we have the group Zap and also a group called Lakeside. And, you know, Dayton, Ohio is known for that style of music. A lot of those groups came out of Dayton, Ohio. And so Lakeside, I believe Lakeside and Zap came from Dayton, Ohio. So it's just going to be good music. We have the comedian Ralph Harris, who will be the MC for the evening. So we'll get a chance to laugh and dance and sing along to the songs that we all love from that era. It'll be a really good time.
It really looks like a great time. It's Friday the 10th and Saturday the 11th. And it'll be an old-school, old-fashioned concert with a lot of fun. I imagine there'll be some dancing in the aisles.
Lots of dancing.
And in the theater, Ralph Harris will bring it all together. And Cameo Zap and the original Ladies of Sky, the sisters, will be there. We've linked to the calendar page on the August Wilson Center website. There's all sorts of activities. There's a community day taking place today from noon until 3 as well. What's happening as part of that?
Well, our community day is a quarterly series that we have at the center. It's sort of, I would say, an open house. It's free and open to the public. Well, the center is always free and open to the public for the gallery exhibits and community programs. But it's fun for the whole family. We will have Santa. So there's visits with Santa. We'll also have at Kwanzaa activities where people can come and learn about Kwanzaa. We have brand new books that we are giving away for readers of all ages. And books make great holiday gifts, so you can stop down and get a book, one book per person. And that we'll have activities inside the building as well as outside of the building because of COVID. And it's going to be a beautiful sunny day today, so it works in our favor. But we'll have activities on our patio, activities at the Nancy and Milton Washington Plaza on the on each end of the building. Plus, we'll have vendors inside selling so that if you want to stop and shop for the holidays, we'll have people doing that. There's music. Brandon Terry's Fusion Illusion Band. He's the drummer from the group Funky Fly Project that is now, that group broke up and now they're all doing different things. And Brandon Terry is the amazing drummer from that group. So he has a group of really talented young musicians that perform together. And we have dancing, dancers, we have drummers. It's just a really fun, action-packed weekend. And we are taking COVID protocols very seriously. You have to wear a mask regardless of vaccination status. And anyone over 12 must show proof of vaccination to enter the building. Now, on the outside of the building, where we're in fresh air, you don't have to have your vaccination to participate in the activities that are outside. But upon entering the building, you must show your proof of vaccination.
Well, I'm excited about the range of activities today between noon and 3. And also coming up, the We Want the Funk Festival, December 10th and 11th. There's a whole calendar that you can look at aacc-awc.org, the August Wilson African American Cultural Center. Janice, anything else you'd like to mention? I really appreciate your being here so early.
Sure, I actually would. We have a speaker series called the Truth Sayers Series, We have a student matinee on December 8th with Dr. Mugega Cooper, who is the young woman who led the Mars mission in 2020. That is on December 8th. And then on December 14th, we have Washington correspondent, journalist, and thought leader Yamiche Alcindor.
Yeah, I see that.
Who will be in conversation, and we're really excited about that as well. So we have a lot of different kinds of programs, something for everyone, and some programs are ticketed. You can get those, as you said, from our website, and others are free. And we have gallery exhibits that are open to the public as well, and our galleries are open from Thursday to Sunday. And again, we're taking COVID protocols extremely seriously. And so for any of the events inside the building, masks must be worn regardless of vaccination status.
Well, you've got such a great December plan and a great 2022, too. Thanks so much. It's wonderful to talk with you, Janice, and I hope to see you soon.
Thank you so much for having me. You have a great day.
You Bye-bye. Too. That's Janice Burley Wilson. And Tommy got the correct answer to our puzzle, and it looks like he's the only one. Did I stump you? I hope maybe you got it, too. So one place to store things, and I gave you the clue virtually as well, is a disk, a storage disk, like a disk drive. And totals, one synonym for totals is counts, giving you disk counts, or what some people hunt for this time of year. Disk counts. Congratulations if you came up with the correct answer, disk counts or discounts. That's what we were looking for. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WNJR Washington, WCUC Clarion, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, WMCK.FM McKeesport, and slbradio.org/radio.
TV sets to Cadillac cars.